just here for the beer.
Sportsnet 650 presents Just Here for the Beer, Canada's original dedicated beer radio show.
I don't mean to have a one-track mind, but all I need is a frosty pint.
A Vancouver tradition for 10 years and counting. We're talking about the BC beer scene with the innovators, the movers and shakers, and brew makers of the industry.
I don't mean to whine and beg, but someone finally top that keg. I'm just here for the beer.
It's Just Here for the Beer Radio with your hosts, Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
It is indeed time again for Just Here for the Beer Radio, broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM. Also available at 96.9 FM HD3. You can also stream us through all your favorite mobile streaming devices at JHFTB on Twitter and Instagram, our Facebook page, and you can go to justhereforthebeer.com. Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabeer of Just Here for the Beer Limited, proprietor of Just Here for the Beer Brewery Tours, which I hear are coming back.
Hopefully soon, my friend. You know, just got to lift those restrictions, right? So
you can find out more information at justhereforthebeer.com. This is the first time we've been at the Golden Parrots Pub in Coquitlam on Golden Drive. Nice little spot, huh? Yeah. We were, this is, of course, a property of the, well, managed by May Management, which we'll talk to Shane in just a second. But I'll tell you about what's coming up on the show. We've got a couple of first-timers today, Rick. We've got Kat Sahota from Steamworks. We've never had Steamworks on the program in the almost 11 years we've been doing this radio show. We'll also talk to Brent Shaw, who is the CEO of Beverage Concepts. And we're talking Krombacher, a beer that goes back to the 1800s.
That's right. So long history there.
Talk to our friend Courtney and Christy, the head brewer of North Paw Brewing in Port Coquitlam. We'll also talk to Mariner Brewing, which is in Coquitlam. And again, this is such an incredible beer scene going on in virtually every area. Brand new feature called Meet the Brewer. And we'll talk, Sean Phillips will introduce us to Carrie Dyson, who is the head brewer of Brew Hall, which is on 2nd Avenue. And as I mentioned, Shane May. Now, I've known Shane a whole long time, and you've got a rich history in the restaurant scene in the Lower Mainland. You got a rich history in the music scene. Our mutual friend, your late dear father, Arnie May, was just a beautiful spirit, and has possibly the best picture of him and Elvis.
Yes, it's quite a story. 1957, back in the day, he played two shows with Elvis, and the reason that happened. My father was a drummer. He was an amazing drummer. And in back in the day, the local musicians through the union had to play with all the international acts that came in. So he was really blessed to be on stage and play for Elvis for two shows, and also spent about 4 or 5 hours with him in his dressing room for the afternoon.
There was a great picture as you enter the Golden Parrots here, a picture of your dad. Elvis never looked better. Your dad never looked better. They look like two studs.
Oh, my God, they look great. I go, the funny thing about it, everybody comes in, is that you with Elvis? I go, well, I look pretty good for about 87 right now. All the projects that I do, I bring Dad and Elvis in for good luck.
Okay, well, as I said, you have a rich history both in the restaurant scene and, of course, you're actively involved in music. And let's talk about May Management, because part of your role here at the Golden Parrots is to provide some entertainment. Now, we've lived in a crazy period for the last year plus, but we can see the end. We can see reality coming back and normal coming back. What do you got planned?
Yeah, well, it's great to be able to work with a family that has been in the business for many years, too. And they've, wanted to get back into the music scene a little bit with what I do, and we've had a few shows already, and it's really, really great to do. We have, coming up, we've got Nadine States and Rob Montgomery on July 17th. It's fantastic. Then after their amazing local talent, then after that, we've got Russell Marsland and Raven Blackwell. We've actually booked them in for two nights, which is kind of rare. We're looking at August 13th and 14th. And I have to say, I literally, while we were here, I just got one guy walked in and booked for 20 people. So we're almost sold out for that one. And then another friend is coming in September 25th, Gino Gerusi in the Dance Mob. He's another staple in the area. He actually played my wedding in 1988. I hope I got that right, honey, but I'm pretty sure it was 1988. And he's another talent, and a lot of great things going on for him. And I, you know what, we're just really excited to be able to help support these musicians. We We do a cover charge at the door, and I'll tell you, everybody is happy to be able to pay for these talented musicians we have, and they're all pretty world class. So it's really, really exciting for myself to be able to be carry on what my father did, giving a stage to people, and he was fortunate to do some big stars back in the day.
Well, I'll tell you part of the history, Rick, that I was talking about with the May family, and Arnie, his father, was the biggest supporter of acts and live music, whether he took a loss on the act or not. And it was about promoting the act. And I'll never forget one night, he has a guy playing Rossini's in Gastown, a guy named Plaz Johnson. And Arnie goes, oh, you got to come down and check out Plaz Johnson. He's a sax player. And again, this is pre-internet, so I didn't have a chance to Google him. And I didn't realize, but Plaz Johnson was the guy that played the sax on the Pink Panther solo. It was artists of that caliber that he was bringing through town. And I know that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Shane. And, you're sort of carrying on the rich tradition because, again, it's vanishing, man. It's gone.
Yeah, it is, and we just got to try to keep it alive. And like I said, you know, Dad gave the stage to many, many people. You remember Lou Salas when he came and played. Michael Bublé used to come and practice there with his singer. You know, my dad gave him his first big gig. He paid him $50, and it was wonderful. Just the other night, my cousin sent me a clip of him on Dan Rather explaining his first big gig was at Rossini's. And that Linton Garner was behind there. And, you know, I'm so happy he gave Linton some kudos because Linton was the man, you know. And
if memory serves correct, I don't think you get Bublé for $50 anymore, do you? I don't know if you've checked lately.
I don't know. You know, I'll put it out there, Michael. If you want to come down, you know, we'll have some fun. Remember the good old days.
For sure. Well, let's talk about Golden Parrot. So this is one of the properties that you've been involved in, and you got food on the menu. Talk us through it.
Oh, my God. You know, it's been a really, really fun project. Again, working with Ed and Tamara and Parker. We're really proud of our team. We've got our head chef, Tracy, has done a phenomenal job with the food. It's Scratch Kitchen and her team. We're getting so many people loving the food. You know, we have Tasha, our manager, that she's worked with me on a few other projects, and she kind of keeps me organized. So it's been great working with him, and then just the service staff, they're sincere and they love what they do. So really happy to be able to do it. We've got a lot of happy hour. We've got happy hour between 3 and 6. We've got a late night happy hour now going from 8 to close. We've got daily specials. The great thing that I want to mention more than anything, on Saturday we've got Kronbacher pints. We've got Steamwork sour pints on special too. We want to support our local people here that were on the show as well. And we're just having a lot of fun, and we're, you know, making a difference. And it's all about community and family, and we're having a lot of fun with it. And
you know, Joe, and you and I are wing guys, and I had an opportunity you kind of judge a place by its wings. If it's got good wings, you know, the rest of the food's probably going to fall in place. And I got to say, nice and crispy, hot and juicy, just done just right.
Well, I can tell you, and this is going to sound like I'm really sucking up to Shane May, but I can tell you from personal friendship for many years, you're so much about the experience, the guest experience. I remember at Rossini's, it was famous for, you want more? If that's not enough for you, we'll make more for you. And it wasn't like, we'll pile it onto your bill. It wasn't done like that. And you're all about the hospitality. I must also mention that even though it you know, when we get to normal, it may not be as advantageous, but you have got, like, one of the best patio scenes going on here. And I remember the first time we came out here, I think it was in the early stages of COVID and that, but we didn't know what would happen. But my goodness, you're set for the future.
We're really lucky with that patio. When we got the notice of the shutdown inside, we were pretty worried. We didn't know whether we were going to stay open or not. And then we had a really good friend, Joe, just kind of say, hey, listen, I can get some tents for you, and, you know, at a reasonable rate. And we put up the tents, and, man, we were busy, you know what? And we can't thank our you know, local and all our clientele enough for helping support a small business. And you know what, thank God for local clientele, you know, and they keep supporting us, and kudos goes to them, you know, and our staff, and they worked hard, really hard.
So not knowing the geography of the environment too well, where do people find Golden Parrots?
Golden Parrots, well, I'm kind of used to east of Cambie, I don't know where anything is, sorry, I live in the Vancouver area, but basically I just come down Marine Way, straight over. And it's right at United Boulevard and Golden. It really is easy to find, right off the highway as well. the number one highway, I believe. And it's one of those things where we find we have such a great clientele. Truck drivers that come in, they're right off the highway. The local clientele that we have here, we're in a bit of an industrial area, which is we get such great support from all the businesses. And let alone now with word of mouth and what have you, all the people that live up the hill, just up on Mariner and what have you, they're all starting to come down and realize that this is a great place to be at and enjoy great food, and now with the great music program that we're putting together.
You mentioned truckers. Truckers know where the best food is, and that's a given, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely. Shane May of the Golden Parrots Pub in Coquitlam, thanks for playing host to us, and kick back, sit around, and enjoy the rest of the show.
We will, and great to have you guys here. Really enjoy chatting with you guys.
Right. Cheers.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is supported by Angry Otter Liquor, liquor on 248, their flagship store on 248th Street and the Fraser Highway. It's your premier liquor experience in the Fraser Valley. Liquor on 248th with over 10,000 square feet of shopping space and one of the largest walk-in beer coolers in BC. Now, through the 14th of April, you can purchase a six-pack of bottles of Innocent Gun Original, a dollar off, only $15.99. Plus, you can enter to win a smoker with purchase at Liquor on 248th. How about an eight-pack of Guinness? Save a buck, only $23.99. Plus, it comes with a free glass, and you can enter to win a jersey. You can save $2.50 on a 15-pack of Michelob Ultra. They're only $26.49. Sleeman Clear 15-pack, save a dollar, only $27.29, plus a gift with purchase. It's Liquor on 248th on 248th Street and Fraser Highway, the flagship store from Angry Otter Liquor.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female. And if you're looking for something fresh, come and see me. It's never too late for a change, a fresh start, a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or a complete makeover, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybaileyy@gmail.com.
Hey guys, Shane Meyer here. I am the owner and operator of a place called Good Lad Clothing. Good Lad Clothing is located in North Vancouver, just about a 30-second walk from the C-Bus terminal. And it is quite literally the only 3-in-1 shop in Vancouver. Now, when I say 3-in-1, I mean it's got a full-service cafe, it's got a barber shop, and it's got men's clothing right down the center. We carry everything from beard balms and shave creams to Canadian ethically made brands such as Viberg Boots and Vancouver's own reigning champ. Everything in the shop, like I said, is ethically sourced. It's either Canadian or American made. Our coffee is literally roasted a block and a half away. And you can check us out on all the social medias at Good Lad Clothing or visit the website goodladclothing.com.
In the world of body art, you want someone who's creative, innovative, and gets it. That's Side Street Tattoo in Gastown, and artist Devin Stacey. If you can imagine it, Devin can create it. Whether it's something simple, a full sleeve, or way beyond, it can be done and in a safe and sterile manner. If you've been thinking about getting your first ink or looking to add to an already existing piece, talk to my friend Devin Stacey. Side Street Tattoo at 26 East Cordova in Gastown. Online, sidestreettattoo.com.
Hey guys, Shane Meyer here. I am the owner and operator of a place called Good Lad Clothing. Good Lad Clothing is located in North Vancouver, just about a 30-second walk from the C-Bus terminal. And it is quite literally the only 3-in-1 shop in Vancouver. Now, when I say 3-in-1, I mean it's got a full-service cafe, it's got a barber shop, and it's got men's clothing right down the center. We carry everything from beard balms and shave creams to Canadian ethically made brands such as Viberg Boots and Vancouver Zone reigning champ. Everything in the shop, like I said, is ethically sourced. It's either Canadian or American made. Our coffee is literally roasted a block and a half away. And you can check us out on all the social medias at Good Lad Clothing or visit the website goodladclothing.com.
Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio and your host Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
Just Here for the Beer Radio broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM HD3, and available through all streaming devices. You can go to justhereforthebeer.com. at JHFTB on Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabeer from Just Here for the Beer, broadcasting from the the Golden Parrots Pub in Coquitlam. And this is part of the May management properties. We'll talk to Shane May in just a little bit. But look who it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's Christy Isaac, who is the head brewer of North Paw in Port Coquitlam. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again.
Now, the last time we talked on the show, I don't think there was a COVID going on the show, was there?
Certainly wasn't.
And it had a pretty dramatic effect on places that pour and serve liquor, yourselves included. But I'm happy to report that Courtney Brown, your wonderful proprietor, showed us pictures of the patio situation. So it looks like some sunny days are ahead for North Paw.
We're looking forward to making some new beers and having and hosting our guests out on our new patio.
Absolutely. And Rick, you and Courtney go back some years. I know that it was a Jamaican pale ale, if I remember correct.
That is correct, and there's a whole history behind that. And I'm sure if you guys get a chance and Court's around the tasting room, make sure you grab them and get the history on that. But yeah, for sure, it's one of the probably one of the tastiest beers that I've had in a very, very long time.
Certainly is. And I know so much has evolved from that. And, of course, I understand that your anniversary-ish is coming up.
It is. On July 18th, we'll be celebrating our third-ish anniversary.
And you can only imagine what anniversary celebrations are going to be like because, in fact, this very weekend is the first-ish anniversary of Container Brewing in the Strathcona area. But everything was kind of put on hold. So any arbitrary dates that you may have set to do something, those all got pushed back. What do you think the response is going to be when you open your doors for your third-ish anniversary?
You know, our local clientele have been so supportive of our brewery, and it'll only be... we'll only enjoy their company even more come our anniversary here. And we're looking forward to producing some beers and releasing some new beers for our anniversary and having them all summer long.
We're talking to Christy Isaac, who is the head brewer of North Paw Brewing in Port Coquitlam. And more than that, Rick, this is the brewery team here. This is the brewery team. Christy Isaac.
Hi, I'm the team.
you literally do it all. You do everything from create the beer, put it in the tank, to pulling them out and then cleaning the tanks. What is your day like? Is it pretty onerous to have that much responsibility?
I would consider myself a fairly organized person. We have packaging dates that we work towards, so creating a brew schedule after we've developed our packaging dates and then having our tank cleaning schedule and making sure that we always have kegs of fresh beer ready to go for our clients. It's a pretty orderly system, so I would say that my day-to-day is pretty enjoyable.
So for those that don't know the North Paw family of brews, talk us through it and tell us what are your standouts and what are you most proud of?
Well, our standouts right now, I mean, we have our Jamaican Pale Ale, which you guys have been huge supporters of, and it's one of my favorites. It's my take home. We have a fresh batch of Solstice, which is our house IPA. We have our BA Juicy, which is outstanding right now. I encourage anybody to come in and try that. And then for some of the old school beer fans, we have the Hoey the Lads, which is our brown ale, backed by popular demand, and our we have a black IPA, the Gimme the Loot, which has the stunning can art, which is one of my favorites. And again, that would probably be a huge take-home for myself as well.
Now, Christy, when you start coming up with these, like, is Courtney on the sales side kind of driving some of this, or is this some of you really saying, no, I really want to do this?
Courtney 100% knows exactly what our core fans are looking for, and honestly, I'm looking forward to brewing these beers. I'll tell you, the Gimme the Loot is actually my first go at it. I don't believe there's any more core beers that I haven't done at least one brew of in the North Paw family of core beers. So I'm always looking forward to brewing them each and every time and improving upon them. But right now the beer's fresh and it's all pretty awesome.
Christy, there are some breweries around the Lower Mainland that pride themselves on getting weird and pushing the weird as far as they can. What is your philosophy when it comes to that? Are you adventurous in beer, or do you like to keep it simple and sort of perfect it each and every time?
I'm more of the simple and keep it perfected every time. However, we have been branching out and coming up for our anniversary and perhaps a little sooner than that. We have our Love Movement, which we did last year. And this year's take on the Love Movement would probably be one of my more extreme versions of a beer. So it's going to be a milkshake IPA. This year's flavor is going to be a blackberry lemon. And yeah, and we used some Lotus hops, which aren't really widely used, and then the new hop Tango, which in conjunction with Brew Culture, we did this collaboration, and they brought the packs of Tango hops. So we've put it all in the tank. We'll see what we get, but so far it's looking pretty good.
Now, you know what I think is amazing, Rick, is that the first time you and I went out to North Paw was around the time I think they had just opened or were about to open. And that was about 3 years-ish ago. And it's amazing how the Port Coquitlam beer scene has grown in that time.
I think it's the genesis of people moving out to the burbs in a way. And these businesses just kind of following along with that, right? So I think Courtney's done an outstanding job there. We've seen pictures of that patio. I think it's perfect.
Giving a lot of compliments to Courtney. It's as if he's sitting at the table here, but he's not. So, Christy, what can we expect for the anniversary? I mean, from what I understand, if I understand the guidelines correctly, come July 2nd, and of course you're talking mid-July, come July 2nd, restrictions have been lifted in terms of capacity. The mask thing is, I think, optional, we'll find out more, of course, as time gets closer. But you can actually have a full-on birthday party like you're so richly deserving.
We know for sure that we're going to have an awesome patio for people to enjoy. We're going to have some great new releases of beers. We're going to have our cores available. And we're dabbling with the idea of having a pretty colorful IPA board for our anniversary. So look forward to that.
Well, we look forward to it. And, of course, we need to make another trip out there when normal returns. But at least we can see normal.
That's most definitely true, sir.
That is Christy Isaac, who is the head brewer of North Paw Brewing in Port Coquitlam on Just Here for the Beer Radio. We are broadcasting from the Golden Parrots Pub in Coquitlam.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
Feeling strong and fit is an important element of life, but sometimes people forget to take advantage of maintaining it. That's where I come in. I'm Troy from T-Squared Personal Training, located in the Sandman Hotel, downtown Vancouver. In just 2 or 3 visits a week, I can have you in great shape and the top of your game. Book an appointment and check out my gravity training system. You'll get a full body intense workout in as little as 60 minutes. Visit my website, tsquaredvancouverpersonaltraining.com, or find me on Twitter at tsquaredpt.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is supported by Angry Otter Liquor, Liquor on 248th, their flagship store on 248th Street and the Fraser Highway. It's your premier liquor experience in the Fraser Valley. Liquor on 248th with over 10,000 square feet of shopping space and one of the largest walk-in beer coolers in BC. Now, through the 14th of April, you can purchase a 6-pack of bottles of Innocent Gun Original, $1 off, only $15.99. Plus, you can enter to win a smoker with purchase at Liquor on 248th. How about an 8-pack of Guinness? Save a buck, only $23.99. Plus, it comes with a free glass, and you can enter to win a jersey. You can save $2.50 on a 15-pack of Michelob Ultra. They're only $26.49. Sleeman Clear 15-pack, save $1, only $27.29, plus a gift with purchase. It's Liquor on 248th on 248th Street and Fraser Highway, the flagship store from Angry Otter Liquor.
Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio and your hosts Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
It is Just Here for the Beer Radio, broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM, also available static, free, and HD at 96.9 FM HD3. You can also stream us through all of your favorite mobile streaming devices. You can follow Just Here for the Beer at JHFTB on Twitter and Instagram. We're also on Facebook, justhereforthebeer.com. It's a whole lot of Just Here for the Beer. It's Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabir of Just Here for the Beer. And the return soon of the Just Here for the Beer brewery tour is written.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to getting back into the swing of things. We're just waiting for things to open up and making sure that our brewery partners are okay with us bringing people into to the brew houses and making sure there's room in tasting rooms, et cetera, et cetera. So hopefully the province, if you're listening, will roll some of those restrictions back and we'll be able to get going again.
Just Here for the Beer has been broadcasting since October of 2010, and on this particular show, we've been blessed with a couple of first-timers. We had Steamworks, of course, the first time Steamworks has been on the program, and we're pleased to welcome a longtime acquaintance of the brewing industry. Mr. Brent Shaw is the CEO of Beverage Concepts, and before we talk about what's in the portfolio that we're going to talk about, Brent, first of all, why did it take 11 years?
Take 11 years to...
Come on, man. We've been around 11 years, and we finally get you on the show.
Well, actually, I've been on a show before. It was on Commercial Drive.
Stand corrected. There you go.
And I don't know if you remember the Coquitlam International Craft Beer Festival.
That's right.
That was 2016.
Yeah. We did some promoting for that. Yeah, that's right.
So I was going to put that event on again, but just due to the financial outcome of the first one, as you know, it takes approximately 3 years to finally make some money on the beer festivals, but it might come around again in 2022.
Well, I think what the thing that I've learned, and Rick, you would know this better than any because you've been staging these things years ago, but the infrastructure that you need to bring in, like, it's easy enough to say, yeah, we're going to do a beer festival, but you need fencing, you need security, you need porta potties, you need an infrastructure, and a lot of times these municipalities aren't fun to deal with, are they, Brent?
No, they're not. However, Coquitlam was quite easy, and we also had the sponsorship of the Kinsmen, which really helped progress all the loopholes of permits, etc. What I found is, the first year the capital outlay is huge, and in the second year you usually recoup half of your expense, and in the third year you break even, and the fourth year it's all gravy. But I think we put a great show on. That year we had 2,500 attendants, and we hope to do it again in the future.
I do remember that. That was a big open field. Actually, yeah, you know what? I stand corrected. I'm sorry about that. I got my data wrong, Brent. Darn it. Well, let's talk about Beverage Concepts. What exactly is Beverage Concepts?
It was a concept I started probably 28 years ago. At that time, I was in the hospitality industry. I owned a number of bars, and my dad was working at Labatt Breweries. He was there for 35 years, and they gave him the golden handshake. So I decided to start an agency with all his contacts working for Labatt's. I figured it'd be a great in with all his cohorts and people that he worked with. So I started it up, and we started with maybe 8 brands. Asahi was one of them. I think we started with one container a year, and we in the end it was 55 containers a year we would move of that one brand. Over those years, my brother came on board, Wade Shaw, and my sister, she did the commissions out of Toronto, and my other brother Trevor, he was the bookkeeper accountant, and to this day, my dad's still working, puts in probably a 6-hour day, and he's 85.
You're really talking a family business here. I didn't realize it was that deeply ingrained. So among your portfolio, and this is always cool because when you've got a beer that is so old in terms of how long it's been around, you know they're doing something right. And this brand we're talking about, Kronbacher, goes back to what year?
1803. It's family owned. Mr. Schrattenberg, him and his family have owned it ever since the day one. It's the number one selling Pilsner in all of Germany. It's sold in over 30 countries at this time. They take pride in their product by bringing in over 11 brewmasters to accommodate the demand. It's made from the finest ingredients. They have 11 I guess they call them Urschlers, which is underground streams, which produce a very specific type of water with low mineral base. And they grow all their hops in their land right around the brewery. And they produce a great product.
So, Rick, are you familiar with German beers at all?
I am familiar with German beers, and one of the things that I love about this particular story is this is almost a farm-to-table type idea where they're growing their hops locally, they're getting all of their ingredients locally, and one of the most important things that people don't realize is that the water makes a big difference in how your beer comes out flavored, right? There's certain things that you can control with your malts, with your barley, with your hops, but the water is one of the biggest ingredients.
Now, Brent, I know that you have been to the plant in Germany. You've probably seen the operation, and I'm sure it's a pretty impressive infrastructure as well. But how does that translate? How do German beers do in the North American markets? And, you know, I mean, does it require a heavy concentration of a German populace, or do people just appreciate fine beer?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the branding of the product. We came in probably 8 years ago. I don't know if you remember the Vancouver Christmas Market. I had a booth there, and I think they have over 150,000 visitors over the course of the month. And we had great exposure. So from there, we moved the product into the beer and wine stores, constantly trying to get it listed with the liquor board with our package, the bottle, as well as a 500-ml can. And because we sort of missed the boat in getting in, there's such a saturation of German beers. We've been waiting to get in ever since. So, you know, by marketing now and really pushing some advertising on the product, hopefully we can get it to where I had Asahi at one time.
Brent Schaub, the CEO of Beverage Concepts. Thanks for joining us, man. Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
I'm just here for the beer.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female, and if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, @gmail.com.
Feeling strong and fit is an important element of life, but sometimes people forget to take advantage of maintaining it. That's where I come in. I'm Troy from T-Squared Personal Training, located in the Sandman Hotel in downtown Vancouver. In just 2 or 3 visits a week, I can have you in great shape and the top of your game. Book an appointment and check out my gravity training system. You'll get a full body intense workout in as little as 60 minutes. Visit my website, tsquaredvancouverpersonaltraining.com, or find me on Twitter at tsquaredpt.
I'm just here for the beer.
Okay, this is Sean Phillips for Just Here for the Beer. I'm sitting down with Carrie Dyson, head brewer here at Brew Hall in Olympic Village. Carrie, how you doing, man?
Doing great, yeah. Very excited to have you here in our space. It's been hasn't been too long since we've had people indoors, but I'm really happy to have people back.
How's that
back.
Transition been for you?
It's been kind of crazy. So really early on in the pandemic, we had to pivot really hard from draft to cans. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we had just purchased a canning line, which is really very intentional.
Fortunate timing, definitely.
So we bought a canning line and we flipped everything into cans and packaged goods. But now we're kind of gearing back up for summer, and it's going to be a big one. I think it's going to be really nice.
I'm sure, yeah. As soon as crowds start filling out in here, groups aren't limited to 6 apiece. I'm excited to see what happens in here for sure.
Yeah, we've got some big things planned too. We've got an LTO coming up soon, so we're launching 2 beers at the same time as putting out a limited menu, and it's going to be tacos and just kind of beach vibes.
Amazing.
And two really good beers to match.
What are the 2 beers you're doing there?
So we're doing a Mai Tai Sour, and then we're going to be doing a Hurricane IPA. So 2 very tropical, very kind of cocktail-forward beers,
yeah.
And I think they'll do really well.
Hurricane IPA, what kind of things are you putting in there?
So, it's a big IPA, and then we're dry hopping it with Sabro and Talus, which are kind of my two favorite hops right now. Nice. And then it's going to have blood orange and passion fruit as well. So it's going to be really tropical, big flavors coming through. And the Talus and the Sabro dry hop is going to kind of give it a guava and coconut aroma as well. So that'll be really nice.
That sounds like a perfect beer for summery beach days, eh?
That's 100%.
That's fantastic. So I'm sitting, you've got a flight in front of me here. Do you want to go through? I'm just going left to right on the flight here.
Yeah, perfect.
So it seems like I've got some kind of a pilsner here of sorts.
Well, we started you off with our Kolsch. So,
oh, excellent.
Yeah, started kind of increasing in intensity. So our Kolsch, Kohl Story Bro, it won most recently at the Canadian Brewing Awards. We picked up a bronze for it. And I'm really proud of it. It's a really delicious, really easy drinking beer, and it kind of hits that lager pilsner category, but it still is really flavorful and really easy drinking.
Definitely, yeah. It's definitely a beer that's very crushable. I can put a few of these back, no problem.
It's my beach beer. I drink quite a bit of it.
I love to hear that, man. And next up here, what do we got?
Next up is Neon Lights, which is our hazy pale ale. It picked up bronze at the BC Beer Awards.
Fantastic.
So I'm really, really happy with it, and it's light enough that you can still drink a ton of it. It's 4.5%, but it's got all of that tropical aroma coming through, and it's a 100% Citra dry hopped pale ale.
Amazing. A lot of people are doing the dry hop more focused kind of IPAs and pales right now, right?
Yeah, I think like dry hopping is a way to like really get precise aromas, and it really comes through. I always kind of equate it to you're finishing your beer with this aroma and this flavor rather than adding it early on. And by adding the hops later on in the process, you're not going to get any of the bitterness. So that's a delicious beer with a ton of aroma, but it doesn't come across bitter, so it's really easy to knock back a few.
More accessible for maybe non-IPA drinkers, people that don't want that excessive hoppiness that we sometimes have here in the West Coast?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see that trend. It's been kind of changing over the last couple of years. It used to be like this kind of arms race to get the most hoppy, most bitter beer, which isn't the most tasty beer. So I think that's kind of that shift of trying to make the beer that tastes the best, that smells the best, rather than just the most bitter for the sake of being bitter.
Definitely. I like that philosophy for sure. Next up here,
this is Azedo, our tropical fruit sour. Azedo, it's just really bright, and it's got a nice acidity coming through. Yeah. We use passion fruit, pineapple, and then a little bit of black currant in there as well. And the black currant kind of gives it that blush, that like rosé hue. But it's just a really nice, easy drinking sour. And kind of in the last year or two, we've really been known for our sours. So I've got a Zedo here for you, which is one of our core beers. Mm-hmm. And then a returning hit, the last one on your flight paddle. It's Mighty Morphin Sour Rangers, which is just a dry hop sour.
Straightforward dry hop sour.
Yeah.
Now you did three of those in the Mighty Morphin series, yeah?
Yeah, it was a bit of a marathon to get them all out. But we originally came out with Mighty Morphin, and then each year, kind of around our anniversary, we would come up with a new Mighty Morphin. So the first one was an original, just dry hop sour. And then we did the Mighty Morphin Yellow Ranger, which was with mango. And we've got Mighty Morphin Pink Ranger, which is with dragon fruit. And then this year, we wanted to round it out to make a full four-pack. So we did the Black Ranger, which was a goza, a black goza with blueberries and blackberries. So now we've got the Mighty Morphin Mix Pack with the four beers. Which is just like a really cool product that we could
give
out
really
to people.
That's a really cool theme to go with too. What was there sort of like an idea behind doing the Power Rangers thing, or just having a good time with it?
Both.
Yeah.
Initially it was the name for this one-off beer, and then we're like trying to figure out what we're going to do the following year, and it's like let's try to knock out a couple more Rangers. So I think we're running out of colors. It's going to be really challenging to do blue. I think red will be a little bit easier.
You got to start going down the line of all the weird Power Rangers spin-off series and start picking out different Rangers.
For sure, yeah. Green, I think, is going to be tough. Blue is going to be very hard.
For sure.
So it's an exciting challenge that we've got coming up for us.
So if you're doing the four-pack of them, have you got different Rangers on each can? Is that kind of an aesthetic thing that you
guys
have done?
Yeah, if you get a chance. So I think we're almost sold out of the mix packs.
I'm not surprised.
So each of them was kind of a different Ranger, a different color. So we've got the pink, yellow, black, and then the original is kind of in that yellow and pink gradient. And all of the cans look absolutely incredible.
Awesome. That's really cool.
You guys have done a couple of different series here, right? Because this is the Neon Lights I'm drinking.
Neon Lights, yeah.
So you've got a couple of different beers in that same sort of name range.
Yeah, so Neon Lights was actually the first beer that we brewed, and just kind of a hazy pale. I thought that would be really nice to have on our lineup.
For sure.
And then more recently, we brewed Spotlights, which is taking our Neon Lights base and then just swapping out the hop. So normally Neon is 100% Citra. We swapped it out for Talus, which I mentioned earlier.
Yep.
Talus, which is like a lot of like really distinct pink grapefruit and guava notes, but with the same base as Neon Lights. Mm-hmm. And then actually, it's not released yet, but it'll be coming up pretty soon. We've got Triple Neon, which is our big kind of anniversary beer for our 300th brew. So we just hit our 300th brew a bit less than a month ago, so it'll be launching pretty soon, but it's 9% Neon Lights, so 100% Citra, and a ton of hops going into the dry hop for that.
Amazing, man. That's fantastic.
I'm very excited for it. The can art looks incredible, so it'll be hitting stores in the next 2 weeks or so.
Really excited to see it there, man. We're going a bit over here, but before I call it, I was told that you're known around here for your jokes. Do you have any quality jokes for me to sign off with?
Oh, no. Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry
to
spring that on you.
No worries. Why did the clam steal all of the pearls?
Why is that?
Because it was shellfish.
Well, I've never ended on a better note than that. This is Sean Phillips. We're just here with the beer. Kerry Dyson, thank you so much, my man.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
I'm Bailey Murphy, stylist at the award-winning Avant-Garde Hair Studio in Yaletown. We're known for creative hair makeovers, both male and female. And if you're looking for something new this new year, come and see me. 2021 means it's time for a change and a fresh start and a fresh new look. If it's highlights, a fade, or just a bold new style for 2021, talk to me, Bailey Murphy. I'm at Avant-Garde Hair Studio, 1075 Mainland Street in Yaletown, or you can email me, hairbybailey@gmail.com. That's hairbybailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y-Y @gmail.com.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is supported by Angry Otter Liquor, Liquor on 248, their flagship store on 248th Street and the Fraser Highway. It's your premier liquor experience in the Fraser Valley. Liquor on 248th with over 10,000 square feet of shopping space and one of the largest walk-in beer coolers in BC. Now, through the 14th of April, you can purchase a six-pack of bottles of Innocent Gun Original, $1 off, only $15.99. Plus, you can enter to win a smoker with purchase at Liquor on 248th. How about an eight-pack of Guinness? Save a buck, only $23.99. Plus, it comes with a free glass, and you can enter to win a jersey. You can save $2.50 on a 15-pack of Michelob Ultra. They're only $26.49. Sleeman Clear 15-pack, save $1, only $27.29, plus a gift with purchase. It's Liquor on 248th on 248th Street and Fraser Highway, the flagship store from Angry Otter Liquor.
Hey guys, Shane Meyer here. I am the owner and operator of a place called Good Lad Clothing. Good Lad Clothing is located in North Vancouver, just about a 30-second walk from the C-Bus terminal, and it is quite literally the only 3-in-1 shop in Vancouver. Now, when I say 3-in-1, I mean it's got a full-service cafe, it's got a barber shop, and it's got men's clothing right down the center. We carry everything from beard balms and shave creams to Canadian ethically made brands such as Viberg Boots and Vancouver's own Reigning Champ. Everything in the shop, like I said, is ethically sourced. It's either Canadian or American made. Our coffee is literally roasted a block and a half away. And you can check us out on all the social medias at Good Lad Clothing or visit the website goodladclothing.com.
This is Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 HD3, a Vancouver broadcast tradition since 2010. Check out the audio podcast at justhereforthebeer.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JHFTB. Here again are your hosts, Joe Leary and Rick Moabeer.
Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650. Also available HD3 at 96.9 FM. Joe Leary along with Rick Moabeer from Just Here for the Beer Limited. Rick, it's been a long time coming. We have a first-time guest on the show and a first-time beer company on the show that's been around a good long time. We've been doing this almost 11 years.
And this is one of the first times that we've had Steamworks involved in our show.
I think this is the first time. Kat Sahota is a territory manager from Steamworks Brewing. Kat, you're first-timer. How does that feel? Pretty honored?
Yeah, feeling pretty special today.
Okay, so let's talk about, because this is your first time, there's a lot of history with Steamworks. Obviously, it's been a well-recognized and well-rewarded brand over the years. But this has been a crazy year. Plus, how did Steamworks fare? Was it business as usual? Was it weird? What was it like?
It was definitely weird. Business models definitely changed. You know, from a focus on restaurants kind of went away, and we started focusing a lot more on retail. Package sales were insane last, you know, March, April, May. We had our biggest months ever in the history of Steamworks. So, yeah, the pandemic's definitely changed people's buying habits and kind of what products were purchased. I mean, we do a lot of single cans. We do a lot of unique beers, and I feel like it was more of our core brands that sold in bigger pack sizes. People were buying, you know, 24 packs and 36 packs and 4-liter boxes of wine instead of the, you know, their couple of single cans, because they were not knowing whether the stores were going to be open or not.
Well, fortunately for us, it was kind of declared an essential service to some degree. And I think the thing that's really important, Rick, is that as we observed with so many breweries we've had on this show, it gave people a lot of chance to try maybe something new. Maybe instead of their usual, they might see a new pack of something on a shelf and give that a shot.
I think the whole support local really, really reached out, especially in the restaurant and the hospitality industry, right? You know, with so many craft beer breweries being local and neighborhood sort of jaunts, I think that really helped in a lot of ways.
Steamworks has been duly awarded recognition over the years, and I remember the flagship IPA, which I think is probably the staple in your family.
Oh, it's definitely our top-selling beer. It won Best of Beer at the BC Beer Awards in 2016, so Best of Show and Best IPA. We have the awards that sit at the tap room, and you know, it's that beer is definitely our top-selling brand.
Let me ask what an award of that magnitude does. Do you see a direct cause and effect? Like, the minute you are awarded Best in Show, do you see an increase in sales of that product?
Almost immediately. The timing for that was actually quite unique, because we actually won the award before the beer actually launched, it was even available. We submitted the beer for the awards before we'd actually even submitted the listing for the LDB or the listing for, you know, to have it in stores in the province. So it was just perfect timing for that beer to kind of get the award in the beginning of October, and then all of a sudden we launched it, and then sales have just increased on that beer. Kegs, 8-packs, singles, like, it's in all of our mixer packs. I get asked about it all the time. I pull up in my car that's branded Steamworks, and people always ask about the flagship IPA. So it's nice to have that recognition and to have a brand that is just, it's province-wide, and you can't go into a store or a restaurant and not find it somewhere.
Well, if I see anything blue on the road, it's the Shaw vehicles, and if I see anything orange on the road, it's usually the Steamworks.
Yeah. Or Home Depot.
She is Kat Sahota, Territory Manager, Steamworks Brewing. We're broadcasting from the Golden Parrots Pub in Coquitlam, Joe Leary, along with Rick Mohabir. And if we had met 10 years ago, or almost 11 when we started the show, I was a Pilsner, I was a lager guy, and that was it. And I remember the first time I tried an IPA, I thought it had gone off. I sent it back. I hated it. Then I became a big IPA hophead. I said the same thing about sours about 2 years ago. I hated sours. Hated them. Thought it was a sad excuse for beer. I really did. I've changed. I've seen the light, and you've got a Tango sour that I'm really digging.
Yeah, this Tango Dry Hop Sour is absolutely delicious. Super refreshing, great on a hot, hot summer day like today, like we've had this week, like we're going to have for the next couple of weeks when we hit 38, 39, 40 degrees this weekend. Yeah, they're very refreshing. I mean, you take one sip and it's just begging you to take another and another. It's a unique kind of beer in the fact that it's not a kettle sour. It's a co-ferment, and then it's dry hopped. The idea is that it's very fruity. Yeah, it's. Yeah,
what are the fruits I'm tasting here?
Lots of tropical fruits for sure. Like you got mango in there. You got a lot of pineapple. I mean, I don't have one in front of me, but you do.
Let's change that. It's a beer show. Let's change that.
Yeah, if I drink beer now, I won't stop, and then I won't be able to work for the rest of the day.
So, is this a brand new release?
We released this beer last year in Bombers in 650 mil. And we found Bombers are just kind of on the decline. So we've come out with single cans, 4-pack cans of this beer, and it's doing well. People are loving it.
And where can people find it?
Well, they can find it here on tap at the Golden Parrots Pub, and they can also find it in your local retail stores as well. It's not a listed product, so if you have to go to a government store, you have to request it by name, but most private stores in the province are carrying it.
Kat Sahota, the territory manager from Steamworks Brewing. Let's not wait another 11 years, okay?
Yeah, absolutely not. You call me, I'll be here.
You're listening to Just Here for the Beer Radio on Sportsnet 650 AM and 96.9 FM HD3, Canada's original dedicated beer radio broadcast for over a decade. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JHFTB. It's Just Here for the Beer Radio and your hosts Joe Leary and Rick Mohabeer.
It is Just Here for the Beer Radio, broadcasting on Sportsnet 650 AM, also available in HD at 96.9 FM HD3. You can also listen to Just Here for the Beer through a number of sources. You can, all of your favorite streaming devices, you can watch and listen to episodes of the show. There's some YouTube stuff out there. We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. So, yeah, YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcast, iTunes, anywhere you go to get your podcast, for sure.
You can also check us out on social media at JHFTB on Twitter and Instagram. We have a Facebook page as well. We literally are everywhere. And today we are in Coquitlam at the Golden Parrots Pub. Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabeer from JustHereForTheBeer.com and our friends from Mariner Brewing. It's Steve Sharma, who is the sales and marketing guy, and Tori Browning, who is the taproom and marketing manager. Tori, this is your first time on the show. Welcome to you. How's it been in the tap room? We were there probably a couple weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks back, and you were faring okay. You had a bit of an outdoor scene going on, but now we can kind of see the end of all this garbage.
Yeah, since reopening, it's been getting significantly busier. We just had a record-breaking week in the tap room, and it's only June, so we're getting ready for a really, really great summer.
And when a sales and marketing manager hears record-breaking week, that gives a smile to your face, doesn't it, Steve?
Yeah, now it just becomes an opportunity for us to make sure that we have enough stock to supply, you know, the private stores and the GLSs, the government liquor stores.
And this was a conversation that we had because you do have some very popular beers, but unfortunately you're kind of maxed out capacity-wise. You literally do not have more tank space or more room to brew. But I understand that you have found a way to solve that problem, so all the Mariner Brewing fans can be assured that all the goodies are going to be filled up.
Yeah, I won't talk too much about who exactly is going to be contract brewing for us, but we've managed to secure a supplier to contract brew a few of our core products to make sure that we can meet the demands both on the private and the government side of the business.
Rick, I remember having a conversation with a mutual friend of ours many years ago, and he had just been hired by a new startup brewery. And he was telling me that he was outselling, but he couldn't meet demand because they didn't have any capacity. And I thought, well, isn't that a good problem? I guess it's not, because you need to be able to deliver what you're promising people.
And especially, I believe, and Steve can attest to this, is on the government side, if you can't keep them stocked and supplied, there's a pretty good chance they're going to drop your products, right? So then you have to have that fight to get back in there again.
And spoiler alert, if you've looked for property in the Lower Mainland, it's expensive, folks. So, Tori, how's the tasting room been? What's been selling popular? What's been popular in the tap room? Are people just sort of going through the menu, or there's some favorites there that they just can't get enough?
Yeah, I mean, I think a bit of both. I think flights are always hugely popular in the tap room, especially for new people coming to Mariner and wanting to try kind of a lot of what we offer, but as we get into summer, our lager always picks up, our blueberry sour always picks up, as well as our low gravity, which is our low carb, low calorie options. They're really popular in the summer, really light and fresh, and people tend to go towards those as well.
Have you got your team all stacked and ready to go? Because I have a feeling that when the restrictions continually get lifted, I think the Lower Mainland is just going to boom.
Yes. So we did all of our hiring early before the restrictions started lifting. We hired about 10 new people for the tap room. So we're ready to go, ready for a busy summer. It'll be great.
And Steve, from your perspective, how's it been from your side of the business? How have people been responding to Mariner? And what do you see going forward?
You know, it's going to be a very interesting summer, you know, for the on-premise accounts. You know, some of our core key accounts that have been set up, they're struggling to find staff, because where Tori really thrived was hiring people before all of the restrictions were lifted. And now what you're getting is a smaller pool of people available to work at all these high profile locations throughout Vancouver. And when you saw some of the beaches for the thousands of people that were there yesterday, some of the restaurants that are allowed to be open can't actually open because they've got managing partners, directors of operations, literally serving food because there's not enough staff to sustain full indoor dining.
You know, Steve makes a great point, Rick, because a friend of mine is a general manager of a fairly upscale restaurant in Kitsilano, and she is a server now. She's the general manager, and she's serving because she just can't find staff.
I think that's one of the things, too, is in the hospitality industry, period, is sometimes you got to wear multiple hats. And just because, you know, you're in management and you're doing a certain thing doesn't necessarily mean that that is the only thing that you're going to be doing. So it'll be a bit of a hard pull for a lot of hospitality industry. But I think we'll get there.
We're talking Mariner Brewing. We're talking with Steve and Tori, just here for the Beer Radio, broadcasting from Golden Parrot's Pub in Coquitlam. Okay, you've got something brand new, and you have a favorite that has sort of returned. I was talking earlier before we started recording, Tori, I was talking about a mystery beer that you guys did a year plus ago, and you were literally asking people to guess the ingredients, and I'm not good at things like that, but somebody nailed it, so you've done mystery beer too.
Yeah, so basically we release a beer. We don't tell anyone what's in it, not even our team, which is really fun because then they get to talk about it with our customers, give their opinion, say what they think is in it without ruining the surprise. And then we ask people to guess what's in it, and we give away some awesome prizes. So we're giving away a year of beer in the form of a $1,000 gift card this year, as well as a Mariner Brewing prize pack. And yeah, some smaller prizes after that. So yeah, guessing the fruits and the style, what's in it, to win.
I think you probably need to sort of contact maybe a home brewer friend of yours that might have some knowledge. That might kind of help.
Yes, definitely. But I do think last year that there were some people who are not super involved in the beer world who got really close. Didn't get everything, but definitely got the 3 out of 5 to be entered.
Steve, I know when we were out there recently, you were talking about this jetpack, and I think we sort of saw a mock-up of the box, and it's kind of nice to see something come to fruition. So this is your newest entry.
Yeah, so our low-carb beers that Tori was referring to earlier, we've released, well, haven't released yet, but we're in the middle of producing our jetpack, which is going to be an 8-pack tall format. 4 different SKUs. We'll have our dry-hopped variety, a mango low-gravity, our pink grapefruit, and our tangerine, and we'll offer it for a very aggressive price point on the wholesale side, so we can take advantage of those lower price points at the sale price at various liquor stores around the Lower Mainland and in the interior.
It's kind of healthy, so you kind of need to drink it, don't you?
Yeah, I actually got contacted a few months back asking if our beer was keto friendly, and it is. So it opens up new segments for us to approach with that type of beer, and especially for summertime, it's light, it's refreshing, and we've changed up a few of the recipes to make it more approachable, especially like our pink grapefruit. The can you have in front of you is a brand new recipe with new flavoring, so it's much more approachable for the average drinker than what was previously available.
And when the restrictions further lift, which we understand is about 2 weeks away, you have a little patio action both front and back. What can people expect inside of Mariner?
Hopefully we'll be back to full capacity. So we're doing lots of fun things that we've already started. We have Mariner Music Mondays, so live music every Monday from around 5 or 6 till close. Just lots of fun in the tap room. Hopefully lots of events can be thrown. We'll definitely see the more we hear from the government.
That when we saw you out there maybe 3-ish, 4-ish weeks ago, I mean, we didn't, you know, we knew that there was a plan in place, but it's so nice to think that we're just a couple of weeks away from the next phase, and then we're only like a month and a half away from fully normal. I'm just so looking forward to it. I guess you guys are too.
You know how the world is usually pretty cyclical? The roaring 20s are coming back.
Yeah. In full. Mariner Brewing, where can people find you?
In Coquitlam, on Lansdowne and Barnett.
It's a high traffic location, plenty of parking out there, and I know that the Just Here for the Beer brewery tours are returning, so that might be one of your destinations.
That is definitely in the offings.
Steve and Tori from Mariner Brewing, thank you very much for joining us. Cheers.
Thank you.
And that is a wrap for Just Here for the Beer Radio, broadcasting from Golden Parrot's Pub in Coquitlam on Sportsnet 650 AM, also 96.9 FM. HD3. And it's been a fun show indeed. And again, we're always at the mercy of our sponsors. And our great sponsors have shown up once again. Steamworks Brewing, first time on the show. Let's hope it's not the last.
Oh, most definitely. 11 years.
Also, our friend Courtney and Christy from North Paw in Port Coquitlam, and they're about to celebrate their third-ish anniversary on July 18th. It's been a crazy time. They've got a smoke and patio situation going on. Look forward to that. Our thanks to our folks, their friends from Mariner Brewing, which is in Coquitlam. As well, we talked with Mr. Brent Shaw, the CEO of Beverage Concepts, and Krombacher beer, a beer that goes back to the 1800s.
Oh, some distinct history there, that's for sure.
Thanks to Sean Phillips, the Meet the Brewer of, and Kerry Dyson of Brew Hall. And we would be remiss if we did not say thank you to my longtime friend, Mr. Shane May. May Management, and of course the Golden Parrots, is under his supervision. And you know that if Shane May's got his fingerprints on it, man, this place is going to rock.
Oh, yeah, and the food is on point.
Is on point, the patio is on point, and lots of great music coming up. And Shane, just before we say goodbye, remind us again who's coming through the Golden Parrots.
So we've got on July 17th, Nadine States and Rob Montgomery, local guys, and they're fantastic. Then we've got Russell Marslin, Raven Blackwell, August 13th and 14th. Again, very cool. I'm just here for the beer. 25th, I believe it is. We have the amazing Gino Gerusi and Dance Mob. Be sure to come out and check it out. And let's support live music, man.
And ask Shane or ask any employee. I want to see the picture of your wonderful father with the legendary Elvis Presley back in the 50s. And one more thing. If somebody comes in and says, I want something to eat, I don't know what. What do you suggest? What do you suggest?
You know, there's so many. The burgers are fresh, man. They're chuck meat. The prime rib sandwich is amazing. The slow roast beef is fantastic. We've got a staple from the days of the Two Parrots, a hot chicken Caesar teriyaki, which is, I probably have that three times a week. You know what? I can't pick because, you know what? They're all fantastic.
What a sales guy. And and also on Saturdays you have Krombacher and Steamworks on for happy hour.
Yes, we've got to support them. So you know what, they've both been great, Kat and Willow, and then of course Grant and Brent Shaw is with Krombacher, and they're good people, love to support small business, man.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you guys very much. Be well.
Cheers. And again, you can check us out on social media at JHFTB, justhereforthebeer.com. And rumor has it that the brewery tours are coming back soon.
Oh, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Up to the province, though.
Just go to justhereforthebeer.com for more info. Our thanks again to Shane May and the folks at the Golden Parrots in Coquitlam. That's a wrap. Just Here for the Beer Radio, Sportsnet 650 AM, 96.9 FM, HD3.
For the Beer Radio is heard exclusively on Sportsnet 650 and is podcast through justhereforthebeer.com. For more information, check out justhereforthebeer.com and on Instagram and Twitter at JHFTB.